T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call! Yeah.
Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up!
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
Wake up! It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
And it's 5:07 here at K-Frog. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
And happy, what's today? Tuesday.
Tuesday,
all
yes.
Right, so we're 3 days away now from Stagecoach.
Working our way closer to big weekend.
Whew, I cannot wait. Yesterday, I did my my food shopping. My snacks.
Okay.
That's right.
Any good snacks?
All very unhealthy snacks. We're going
perfect.
Totally
I'll
different
be over at
than,
your room then.
Than how I live every single day. So tonight we'll do the actual clothes packing and then we are all good to go.
See, and I'm still trying to catch up from the weekend. Last night we finally dyed our Easter eggs. I had boiled them and everything so they were ready to go, but I was like, oh man, we didn't have any time to actually dye them. So I told Carter last night, I was like, all right, baby, let's dye our Easter eggs. I found the all-time perfect cup to use when dyeing Easter eggs.
What is it?
It is a margarita glass because it has that
it's
bottom.
So wide. Yeah.
That looks kind of like an egg.
The little dip in it.
Yes. Yeah. And so the little egg just fit perfectly in there. And I was like, look at me.
And mom has tons of those
I
glasses.
I do. I had a 12 pack of those. So I was like, okay, here we go.
What, I have a 12.
How many colors do you want, baby? We had the whole rainbow going last night.
Well,
so
good.
Yeah, that was my little Martha Stewart hack last night on eggs.
Yeah, put it on Pinterest.
Although Martha Stewart would never be late doing Easter eggs.
I don't think she would. Well, we're not going to be late trying to hook you up with tickets to Stagecoach. Yeah, we have another round of the 10-question takeover. That'll kick off at 7:10. 3-day passes into the big festival. It's going down this weekend. Try to win right here on K-Frog.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
We are getting ready for Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm. And lots to do this weekend. One of the cool things we get to do when we go to Stagecoach is we get to go backstage and talk to some of the artists. Last year, when we were backstage, we got to talk to somebody who, Anthony, you were super excited to talk to.
Thrilled.
The yodeling boy from Walmart, Mason Ramsey, who ended up being a really good interview for being 12 years old. Here's just a part of our conversation last year at Stagecoach.
So tell us a little bit about your new song, Famous.
It's about this person becoming famous mostly.
Mentions a girlfriend. Do you by chance have a girlfriend?
Is it okay if I say I have two of them?
It absolutely
watch out.
Is.
It's okay until they both hear it.
Oh, don't worry, you're not getting the other one.
Back off, Anthony.
He was not feeling you.
Little
he was
man
like,
put
back
me
off.
On blast. His swagger was on a million. Said, yeah, you're not getting either one of them. Homeboy, I'm married, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, and they're probably 12.
Yeah, I should not do that. But yeah, he was great. He was great interview.
It was so funny, though, leading up to that interview, because they were like, all right, Mason's coming around, and Anthony was just giddy.
Oh, I freaked.
To talk to him. Okay, who are you excited, because you've seen the list of people we're supposed to talk to. Who are you most excited to talk to this year at Stagecoach?
First, I'm excited because this will be the first time I actually get to do interviews with you.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I'm sitting on the side just kind of peeking in like, hi. If I have to round out a top three, it'd be Jordan Davis. I have a lot of beard care questions for him,
okay.
Of course. Jesse James Decker, got to talk to her on the phone last week. I might freeze up because she's so pretty, so you might have to do the entire interview on your own.
Okay.
And Luke Bryan, without it, I think he's like one of the best personalities in this genre. I think, too, we should sing for him. We should do like a little American Idol and see how he judges us.
I don't think we should sing for him. And you'll know exactly why I don't think we should sing for him when you hear the parody song that Jenny and I put together for Stagecoach.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes. We put together a song about the road to Stagecoach. and I get to bust out my rapping skills, and Jenny sings for you.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah. It's on the way after 7 o'clock, about 7:05. And, of course, more Stagecoach tickets on the way. 7:10, we'll give you a chance to win those.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Time to rise and shine as we wake up with some people that are making the world shine a bit brighter this morning. A trio of Missouri firefighters banded together to push a disabled man 30 minutes back to his home after his electric wheelchair lost power on a hot afternoon. The man, who is also a veteran, had driven his wheelchair off the concrete road, which trapped his wheelchair just long enough that the power on it became critically low.
Aww.
While people nearby did their best to free him, they called Raytown Fire Protection District to help. Three firefighters pushed the man for 30 minutes down several blocks back to his home, where he was able to plug in his wheelchair once again. Now, I'd imagine the electric wheelchair is harder to push than, like, the normal...
Those things are heavy.
...wheelchair, yeah. And to push it for 30 minutes on a hot day... Good for those guys. That's awesome.
Yes. And time to give some kudos to some firefighters that are local. I love this. I saw this on Facebook last night in the picture. Just made my heart so happy. Corona firefighters. We're giving it up to you this morning. They went out. They had a call yesterday of a man who had passed out next to his lawnmower. So they went. They responded. They took the patient. They treated him. They transported him. Then the firefighters went back to his home. And since all the lawn equipment was out already, they finished mowing his front yard. And then went and did his backyard as well. And on their Facebook page, they put, serving our community with pride and the best customer service possible is our goal.
Way to go, fellas.
That's amazing, though, because you would think about it. I mean, that poor guy, who knows why he passed out. But when he gets home, he's still going to have to mow his lawn, the front and back. And now he doesn't have to. And, I mean, they didn't have to do that either. So major kudos to Corona firefighters. That's an amazing story.
I feel like as a guy, we just love doing lawns and yard work. So if we see a lawnmower just sitting there, got to take advantage of it.
Well,
got to mow the lawn.
I'll leave mine out for you, okay?
No. I'm busy that day, whatever day it is.
You're like the Santa of mowing lawns.
Yeah, wake up,
leave
it'll
that
be cut.
Lawnmower.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Time to take a look at what's trending.
All right, yesterday I have to tell you guys, I was so repulsed seeing the video of the woman throwing away 7 newborn puppies in the dumpster.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, if you didn't see this, a woman in Coachella dumped a plastic bag full of live puppies into a dumpster. She was caught on a surveillance camera, and now I'm happy to say she has been caught by police.
Good.
The woman has been identified as Deborah Sue Colwell, and she is facing 7 counts of felony animal abuse. Now, investigators were able to identify her through the license plate number on her Jeep that was seen in the surveillance video. So she's not very smart. In fact, the chief of the Riverside County Department of Animal Services says, there's clearly not a level of intelligence that's going to be used if you're going to toss animals. Here's some more good news. Some good Samaritans were able to rescue those puppies because they heard them crying in the dumpster.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they went over, they rescued the puppies. The puppies are being cared for at a foster home. They are so young, though. They have to be bottle fed. Like, that's how little these puppies were. Yeah. Okay, I'm not usually one for cruel and unusual punishment, but in a case like this, throw her in the dumpster and wait for somebody to come find her because they hear her crying. Not to mention, this happened in Coachella. It's like 90 to 100 degrees.
So
and in a dumpster, it's got to be even more hot.
Put her in there. Light it on fire. I don't want to get into it because I'm going to start saying stuff. And this will be my last day on the show. All right, my story now. Now that it's the off season for the Easter Bunny, he has some spare time on his hands. Did you know in his free time he helps damsels in distress?
Is this the other video?
If you have not seen the video yet, a man in a bunny suit witnessed another man spitting on a woman outside of a bar in downtown Nashville when he jumped into action and started to give this guy a whooping. Police arrived on the scene shortly after. Nobody was arrested, but the man in the bunny suit said he didn't even have time to unzip his costume or even bother to look at traffic. He scrambled to get across the street and help the woman. This is my favorite video on the internet right now, because you watch a guy get a beat down from a dude in like the cutest bunny suit you've ever seen.
You get a beat down by a bunny.
He's like messing with me, shadow boxing, doing all this. So yes, thank goodness he did not get arrested. I feel like there's somewhere Sylvester Stallone sitting plotting Rocky 9, where Rocky has to defeat the Easter Bunny for the title. It's gonna happen. I think so.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
Then turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what you doing?
Just listening to the radio.
What station?
K-Frog.
Very good.
Your favorite, right?
It always is. Was that the right number?
Caller number 19?
That would be the one.
Yeah, you are.
No way.
He wanted nothing to do with the small talk. He wanted the Stagecoach tickets. Yes, my friend, you're going.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Well, believe it. This weekend, you are going to be out at Stagecoach. All 3 days, we're hooking you up with a pair of passes.
Wow. I'm going to have to change some plans, huh?
What were you going to do this weekend?
I didn't know yet.
Well, then you don't have to change anything.
Wow. That's awesome.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Paul. I'm calling from Lakewood.
Well, Paul, you have a great time out at Stagecoach, okay?
Oh, wow. I will. That'll be great. Thank you so much.
All right. We're starting our very first Stagecoach drinking game. It is the Paul drinking game. Anytime you hear somebody say, wow, you have to finish your drink.
Wow.
And you know you're going to find Paul out there in the crowd. He's going to be watching Jason Aldean going, wow.
Be so amazed.
Wow. Walk by. Paul? Hey.
Shot. So, yeah, we can play the Paul drinking game. Speaking of all the games, we're going to have a lot of interactive stuff going on Instagram this weekend. We're going to have Stagecoach Bingo.
Which
is going to be a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. You can be walking around the festival grounds and trying to, you know, map stuff out and figure it out before your friends do, and a lot of other cool stuff. So definitely make sure that you're following us on all social, including Instagram at KFrog Radio.
And we're going to have even more Stagecoach tickets on the way. 7:10, the 10 question takeover is coming up. Going to be another chance for you to win Stagecoach passes.
Wow.
Wake up every day here. Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1
K-Frog. 95.1
K-Frog,
6:51. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony, and Kelly has the grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can call that 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Remember last time we talked to Dylan Scott? He told us that the gender reveal would happen sometime around Easter for his second child. Well, he kept his word, and over the weekend, with the help of a giant balloon, his family revealed that a baby girl is on the way.
Yay!
The video was so cute. Sacramento Kings head coach Luke Walton is being sued for sexually assaulting a woman who claims he forced himself on her in his hotel room back in 2017. Now, this is from sports reporter Kelly Tennant. She claims that while Walton was an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors, he forced himself on her in the hotel room. The court documents actually go into length about what happened in the hotel room. She claims she didn't initially report Walton's conduct, but was forced to continually interact with him because of her job. It's unclear now why she came forward with these allegations. As for the Sacramento Kings, they told TMZ Sports, "We are aware of the report. We're gathering additional information, and we have no further comment at this time." So expect some more stuff to unfold from that. I think we can all agree, Nicolas Cage, pretty strange, right?
A little bit.
He's just a little wacko. Well, him and now his estranged wife don't really care how long they were married. His estranged wife is going after his money after being married for only 96 hours. Okay. The couple tied the knot in Las Vegas, and just 4 days later, Nicolas Cage filed for an annulment. He says that he reacted on impulse and without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions. He also says that the marriage was based on fraud. She says, no way. Because Nicolas Cage asked her to start again, quote, the right way, just 12 days after filing for an annulment. Here's the best part of all of this. She says that, you know, the two of us, we're not fit for marriage. We should get a divorce, but I do want spousal support. You were married for 4 days. Are you kidding me? So, okay, I looked this up. I was like, this has to be one of the more shorter marriages when it comes to celebrity marriages. Number one goes to Britney Spears. Remember, she married her childhood friend in Las Vegas? They stayed married for 55 hours. That was it. Number two, Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman.
Oh,
also married in Las Vegas. That lasted 9 days. And one more, just because it's also a case of Sin City strikes again. Cher married Greg Allman just days after her divorce to Sonny Bono. Well, that led to another divorce 9 days after Wedded Bliss. So moral of the story, don't marry a celebrity and don't get married in Vegas.
No way.
I just want to wake up every day and I'm up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Big weekend this weekend, Stagecoach weekend. So we're counting down the days till we get to Stagecoach, giving you some tips, some things you need to know, because we've had a lot of first-time winners so far. So the big thing about heading to Stagecoach, be prepared. There's gonna be traffic. So much so that Caltrans is giving everybody the full warning to avoid peak travel times and look for alternate routes. Mm-hmm. The 10 freeway between Beaumont and Indio, or on the 60 freeway from Moreno Valley to Beaumont, they said, just get ready. It's gonna be a slow ride. If you're heading out eastbound on Friday and then westbound on Sundays, they said, if you want to try and avoid the traffic, leave early mornings or wait until the next day, which for a lot of people, that doesn't work because you want to get out there.
Yeah.
You want to get the party started. So on Saturday nights, Jenny and I, we get to hang out. We get to cut loose a little bit. It's what we call shenanigans.
Yeah.
And we just drink wine. We hang out and we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. Yeah. So over the weekend, we were talking about the traffic going out to Stagecoach. It was going to be horrible. So we decided to put together a song. And the big song right now, everybody's talking about, Old Town Road.
Right. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. Okay.
So we put together our version.
Oh my gosh. You guys really did.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be Lil Kelly X and Jenny Ray Cyrus.
And it's horrible. We apologize. But this is The Road to Stagecoach.
Got my homies in the back. Case of wine we had to pack. Little tank top nice and tight. Cut off shorts that fit just right. Got a party in the car. Because we had to drive so far. Having so much fun, so we have to hit our brakes now. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Should have left earlier.
You can't tell me nothing.
Should have taken the 16.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
I have to pee.
You can't tell me nothing. Traffic's now a factor. Oh, there goes my bladder. Should have left on Wednesday. Now it doesn't matter. Haven't moved an inch still. AC has lost power. Seen that same damn windmill for the last 3 hours. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
For the love of God, why didn't
you
we leave
can't
earlier?
Can't tell me nothing.
My road rage is kicking in.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Why didn't you take the freaking 60?
You can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, got my car packed, divorced, Stagecoach now. I'm trying to drive down to Indio. We missed the first full day of Stagecoach now. I always sing out the side of my mouth.
See, and you wanted us to sing in front of Luke Bryan. That's not gonna happen.
Okay, I'm crying right now.
That was alcohol induced. We're just, that's our excuse.
I'm crying, one, because I'm upset I wasn't invited to that. That was the coolest.
Stupid.
You, Kelly, you are the whitest rapper I've ever heard in my
so
entire
bad.
Life.
So bad.
Jenny, I feel like you've done this before somewhere.
No.
That was way too good for a first timer.
Right.
Oh, we are going to play that at our Stagecoach RV party, right?
No, we're not.
Oh, that was good. Well done, you guys.
Stagecoach tickets on the way. Stick around.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
7-Eleven here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Lil Wonder Bread and Anthony. As white as could be.
Hey, I tried, okay?
Where can I stream that? I need to download that.
No.
Get it ready for the ride out to Indio for Stagecoach.
No, not going to happen.
Let's do it. It's another round of the 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
I am.
Let's do this. Question number one. This pop superstar has two cats named Meredith and Olivia.
Taylor Swift.
T-Swift is correct.
Question number two. Name one of the two NFL teams that play in New York.
The New York Giants.
You got it, or you could have said the Jets.
Question number three. What month comes before September?
August.
That's correct.
Did you go through all the months?
Yeah, pretty much.
Question number four. What city is considered the wine country of the Inland Empire?
Temecula.
Temecula's correct.
Question five. Pat Sajak and Vanna White are the longtime hosts of what game show?
I don't know.
Sorry.
All right, question number five. Do you know the answer?
That is Wheel of Fortune.
That is Wheel of Fortune.
Question number six for you. What dating app allows you to swipe right or left?
Oh my gosh, what is that stupid thing? Tinder?
It is Tinder.
Question number seven. Finish this donut shop slogan. American runs on...
Duncan.
That's correct. Duncan is correct.
Question number eight for you. Rugrats, Hey Arnold, and Doug were all cartoons on what TV network?
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon's correct.
Question number 9. President George Washington chopped down what kind of tree when he was a kid?
Oh, my gosh. Was that a oak?
Not an oak. Question number 9. George Washington was chopping down what kind of tree?
A cherry tree.
A cherry tree's correct.
Question number 10. You get this one right, you win those Stagecoach tickets, okay?
Uh-huh.
The Stagecoach Smokehouse is hosted by what celebrity chef?
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri is correct. You're going to Stagecoach.
No way. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Totally serious. This weekend, you're going to be out there all 3 days with Jason Aldean, Sam Hunt, and Luke Bryan.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. My I get through.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jeanette Holt. I'm calling from Canyon Lake.
Well, Jeanette, who are you looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Everybody, you guys.
Oh!
You don't have to go to Stagecoach to see us.
Oh my gosh. I'm shaking right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. So there's a road crew in Florida who deserves an F for spelling. You see, they made a mistake when painting the word school at a pedestrian crossing in the road. Instead of spelling it the correct way, S-C-H-O-O-L, they spelt it S-C-O-H-O-L.
See, and I could see if they messed up by maybe flipping the C and the H, but to not know the O's go together... You're just a bonehead.
Skahol.
Well, and the worst part was, is they didn't even catch it. It was somebody else who was driving. They went, wait, that's not spelled right. And of course, they took a picture of it, went out on the internet. So they don't even know how long it was on the road spelled wrong before they had to bring somebody in to correctly spell school
that's
on
terrible.
The road.
Outside of a school. Spelled it wrong. So I know, I can maybe cut them a little bit of slack because there are words that, we commonly misspell all the time.
School's not one of them.
School's an easy one.
Maybe that's a good thing, though. They put it out there to show kids, see, if you stay in school, you'll be able to spell this correctly.
Well, and the story.
It was a test on them.
It came out of Florida, too. So we don't know if they were dumb, drunk, or on drugs.
This
so,
could be you.
True.
It very well could be. So what are the words that you can't seem to get right?
See, and I do have issues when it's like double letter words. Those are usually what trips me up. We were talking about embarrassing is one I always screw up. Accommodate, because it has the double C, the double M. No, that's not one. Why are you looking at me like I'm an idiot?
How often do you use accommodate in your everyday?
I'm accommodating. I use it a lot, okay?
Ever since changing to the rap game, your vocabulary's increased.
No, but those are those words that totally trip me up when I do it. And another... random weird one is restaurant. Restaurant is one I have to
do that one too.
Yeah, I have to like sit there and look at it and I'm like, okay, there it is. That's how you spell it.
Restaurant's my top one. Maintenance, I can never get that one right. And thorough.
Okay.
Not even close.
All right.
Every time.
Let's hear from you. What is the word that you commonly misspell? Is it something simple or is it a difficult word that you just happen to use all the time? You can call or text us. If you text us, you better text it right because you will get that red squiggly line.
You're
going
to make us sound stupid trying to read it.
888-431-3764.
I wake up to the country sound.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
All right. This hour's keyword is wonder. And since we're talking about what bad spellers we are, it's W-O-N-D-E-R. Wonder is your keyword. Keep track of that. Your next code word on the way at 9:05.
Speaking of those words we can't seem to spell, I'm happy we're not alone on this because we have so many text messages of words that people right? don't know how to spell. This one says spaghetti. I always forget about the H. That means it would only be spaghetti. You don't put the H in.
Yeah. All right. I could see that one. This one, I would never use it as the actual word. I would abbreviate it. Miscellaneous. I said that's one of those words they always have a hard time misspelling. Yeah, that's abbreviated.
What's it be? M-I-S-C period?
Exactly. Every single time. What's the word that you misspell?
The word I always misspell is expensive. I always think there's an S after that.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
There's not?
Yeah.
No.
E-X-P. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Expensive. Yeah, you got it, buddy. There you go. This one says nauseous, which, yeah, I get it. There's a couple hidden E.
Mm-hmm. This is another one I totally misspell. The word necessary. They say they get mixed up with the S's and the C's. Me too. all the time.
That would be like a 20-letter word for me. I'd be putting so many E's and C's and S's in there.
Mississippi? Yeah. All right. What's the word for you?
Appreciate.
Appreciate. A-P-P.
If you don't know, it's A-P-P. Is it R-I or R-E-I-C-A-T-E? I always do it, and Apple phone won't correct me. So you're either going to get an appreciate with an I or an E.
Well, either way, she's being polite, though, so that's nice.
Right. That's the
she
point
appreciates
of it.
You.
This one says, inconvenience.
Ooh.
I'm looking at all these, and I'm looking away trying to spell it, and I'll get like three letters in, and I'm done.
That's
I'm
funny, because the text message I pulled, because same thing, convenience.
Convenient.
Yeah, and that is one I rely on spell check every time. I'm like, I'm just going to give you the right letters. They're not anywhere close to the right order, and you just tell me how it actually is spelled.
Help me out.
All right, last one. What's the word that always gets you tripped up?
I always misspell definitely.
Yeah. Oh,
every single time.
Every time the subject comes on, it always wants to make it defiantly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep. You know how many times I've sent a text message? I will defiantly be there. Don't you worry about it. I am on my way. I just want to see
the sunrise in your eyes. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony, and who's this?
Hi, my name's Linda from Marietta.
Linda, what are you doing this weekend?
I hope I'm going to Stagecoach.
Well, you are. You're caller number 19.
Oh my gosh, I've been trying to win for 10 years.
For 10 years?
Yes.
Well, after a decade, it paid off. We are hooking you up with a pair of Stagecoach wristbands to go out and party all weekend long.
Well, thank you.
That is some dedication.
I was
trying to win for 10 years.
I was finishing high school when she was first trying to win Stagecoach tickets.
Well, we're still hooking you up with Stagecoach tickets. We have more on the way coming up after 10 o'clock will be your next shot to win. And as we gear up for Stagecoach, we're looking back at some of the things that happened last year at Stagecoach. And Anthony, I cannot forget how excited you were last year when we got to talk to the Walmart yodeling boy, Mason Ramsey.
Yeah, next level excitement. I didn't know that he was, one, going to be there, and two, that he was making the rounds talking to everybody. And yeah, I was thrilled.
Here's just a little bit of our interview, how it went down last year.
So tell us a little bit about your new song, Famous.
It's about this person becoming famous, mostly.
Mentions a girlfriend. Do you by chance have a girlfriend?
Is it okay if I say I have two of them?
Oh, absolutely watch out. Is.
It's okay until they both hear it.
Oh, don't worry, you're not getting the other one.
Back off, Anthony.
You might have been excited to see him. He was not excited to see you.
Little homie came charging at me for some reason. I don't know why. I have no clue. Like, I was going to take one of his 12-year-old girlfriends. Right? Come on, buddy.
But he was really cool because he was one of the surprise guests that came out during Florida Georgia Line mm-hmm. set. If you had to guess this year at Stagecoach, who's the surprise guest?
I am going to say, and I'm going to say this with a lot of confidence. I try to guess every single year and I'm wrong 100% of the time. This mm-hmm. year, I'm going to say Brooks and Dunn.
Ooh.
Here's why. Because they're doing their thing in Vegas right now.
Okay.
Not very far from where we are.
Right.
They had their new reboot album come out, which mm-hmm. featured names like Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson. A lot of those guys are going to be at Stagecoach. So yeah. I can very well see them coming out with one of those guys. I think if I had to pick any, it would be Luke Combs that they come out with.
Oh, for sure.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, the brand new man, I've listened to that on repeat. To see that live would be epic. I hope that happens.
Who's your pick?
I think it's going to be Lil Nas X, just because the song is so huge.
But who does he come out with, though? Who do
That's
you pair him up
part,
with?
That's the tough part, because he sings a song with Billy Ray Cyrus. So you would have to have somebody who's like a little more classic country. So maybe it happens on the Palomino stage, or maybe he does team up with somebody like a Luke Combs who has that traditional country sound. So I think our bets are right now that Luke Combs is going to bring out the coolest.
Yeah, Luke Combs
guest.
Is the guy you're not going to want to miss, apparently. Yeah. He's bringing out everybody.
According to us, and we know nothing. Stick around, more Stagecoach tickets on the way after 10 o'clock.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!